Celeste Hackett with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm talking to Taylor Toussaint. And we're getting really excited because we're getting a lot of fan mail about this, and with good reason. A lot of you have been wondering, how do you get found on the internet by people who are looking for your hypnosis services? Well, there's some tips and some tricks and some techniques to this, and we got the guy that helps Cal get found. Now, if you've ever looked for anything on the internet that has to do with hypnosis, most of the time, somewhere, somehow, you're gonna happen upon one of Cal's sites. Why? Because of great SEO. And the person that's helping him do that is Taylor Toussaint, who's willing to share for free with you. This free information is worth a lot of money to you. I hope that you really appreciate this. Anyway, so Taylor Toussaint went over three wonderful keys to getting great SEO last time. And Taylor, just say hi to everybody and let's recap.
Hi, it's Taylor here in Orange County, California, beautiful Southern California. Let's just go over real quick the three keys that we touched on the last episode. We have page titles and descriptions should be unique. You have little ways of telling people what your page is about, and every page on your website should have a different title, just like every chapter in a book should have a different title. That's the way the titles and descriptions work for your web pages. We also have think about the words users would type to find your pages and make sure they're on your site. It seems pretty, obvious, but, you know, some people, sometimes you just totally forget that, you know, someone may be searching for a hypnosis in Orange County and you don't have that on your website. Well, that's something you want on your website. And another little footnote to that was don't get spammy. Don't try to fool the search engines because they're smarter than all of us combined, and they will know that you are just trying to fill your site with a bunch of keywords that people use. The last one we touched on was try to use text instead of images to display important names, content, or links. You can use both. If you're using an image to link to a certain page on your website, you should use a text link too, because text is what the robots will see. Text is how they really see a link within your website or any link anywhere. So those were the three. When we've got a lot more, should we just jump into this next one, Celeste?
Well, I just have one question about images. Can I ask it?
You can ask.
Well, my site is full of photos. I like photos and pictures because I think a picture is worth 1,000 words, and, you know, I like that. And so isn't it true that you can, like, give a description to your photos that can help too, like a hidden description or not?
Hey, I think you know a little more than you're leading on.
Well, I just had heard this a long time ago and kind of stuck in my head. I don't think any of my photographs have that, but is that going to be one of the keys that we're going to talk about later on?
Let me look through my keys real quick. Name your pictures.
You might have to add one, Taylor Toussaint.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to, you know, I would have a whole book of keys for everybody, but I don't think we have that much time.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, maybe you can just speak to that now a little bit if it's not coming up.
Yes, what it is each image has you can do an alt tag on it. That's the technical term is, sometimes you go to a website, I've got a good website we could go to.
Okay.
Go to hypnosis.org.
Okay.
And everyone out there, you just go to www.hypnosis.org.
I'm going.
Each image, you have a way of kind of saying, this is what this image is about. That's called an image alt tag. If you are in like Internet Explorer and you take your cursor and see that little picture of Cal in his cubicle at the top?
Yeah.
If you put your cursor just over it, it says Cal Banyan, NGH, Certified Instructor.
Yeah.
And pretty much all of our images have that alt little tag on it. Every little picture there should, if I'm doing my job right, has a descriptive description, I guess you could say, under the first category, that woman holding the certificate, the alt tag, the alt image tag. Let me see if I can get it to show up. I forget what it says. I think I clicked the wrong thing. Hypnosis training courses - learn hypnosis. Well, hey, that's If people are searching for that, I want them to come to my site.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Again, anybody building a website for SEO, that's important. That is really important. If I could have 20 keys, that would be one of them. That's a pretty big one.
Okay. Well, great. Cal and I, we each gave an 11th or an 11th key. So if you think of something really especially important, you don't have to stop at 10 as we get going, okay? So when we get to the end, if something really big comes up that you think would be nice to know about. And one of the things I'm really interested in is how to use video to get SEO for your site too. So maybe, you know, later on you could speak to that a little bit, maybe after all the keys are done, if it's not one of the keys or when we're finished with the keys. But I guess we should go ahead and move on to number 4 now.
Okay. Well, number 4 I have is check for broken links. Links that don't go anywhere are bad. This is important. This is a pretty big one. Basically, if you have a link on your page and you click on it and it gives you one of those errors that says page not found or 404 error, something like that, that's bad. Search engines don't like that. You want to make sure that all your links, every single link on your website goes to a page that's there, that can be found. Because, to me, that kind of says, hey, these guys either don't know what they're doing or something's not right. Either way, to the search engine, the experience for the browser, the person browsing the website, is not optimal. So this might not be a good website to rank highly.
Maybe that's one of my problems.
If you have a larger site, it takes a while. There are some automated tools out there that can do that. Kind of search your page. Just to kind of jump to one of my other keys, Google provides some free tools for you to find these out.
Oh, well, that's really helpful.
That's coming. That's a key coming down the road. It's key number. Wow, this is probably going to be. This is the next key, actually. So hey, we're right on track.
Oh, okay, good. A little sneak peek ahead of time. Go ahead and tell us about that.
The next key is sign up for Google Webmaster Tools. This has many features and statistics useful for checking your website's presence on Google. I gave a little link. It's google.com/webmasters/tools. And we'll provide that link on calbanya.com for you. Google is, again, leading the pack. Everybody who's anybody that wants SEO, has SEO, uses Google Webmaster Tools. It's a little piece of code you kind of put on your website, and you kind of verify with Google that, hey, I own this website. There's special ways of doing that. It's all explained on the website, but this gives you a lot of information about who's linking to your site. Do you have dead links? There are so much information and tools provided for webmasters that it's ridiculous. I mean, I can't stress to you enough on how important that is. So either you or your webmaster can set it up. Your webmaster can give you a login or give you the login to look at the tools and see statistical information. It's very important. I'm going off on this key, but it's really, really important to be a part of Google Webmaster Tools.
Oh, great. And gosh, this just reminds me that if you're watching this any place other than calbanyan.com, well, you ought to go to calbanyan.com, because right down there at the bottom of this video or at the bottom of this little segment of the page, we'll have these kinds of links listed. And this one is google.com Webmasters Tools with some other little forward slashes and stuff in there. So I'm not going to give you all that. Just go to the right page, calbanyan.com, and then look down there and you'll see it, plus a whole lot of other stuff. You are going to put that up, right, Taylor?
We are definitely going to put that up there. You're going to see it on the bottom of the screen right here. It's going to be, it'll be in the keys. It's part of the keys. You'll see the keys, and you'll add it to your favorites, because this is, like I said, very important, very, very, very important.
I'm telling you, this information is priceless. People pay lots of money for this information on SEO. Okay, let's move on to key number 6 if you think you're finished with key number 5.
Yes, I am. And this one is definitely going to be a more technical key. It's create an XML sitemap for your website and make sure the search engines can see it. XML sitemap. I guess the best way. Have you ever heard of a sitemap?
No.
Okay. A sitemap is it's a map of your site. It's a complete index, table of contents, all that of your website. Every page, the hierarchy of the links, that's a sitemap. An XML sitemap is a page that really people, you know, the average person doesn't actually see, but search engines, when you tell them where it is, also a part of Google Webmaster Tools, we'll look at that file. There's ways of in that file you say, hey, this page is more important than this page. There's a way to set importance of pages and how often you update that page, when was the last time you updated it, things along that nature. And it is very important. It makes it easier for search engines to know how many pages you have, what the URLs are, and all that information.
And you do that on your site, like somehow in the behind the scenes part, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, behind the scenes part is right. There are tools. There are some free tools out there. They're really limited. Sometimes your web host will provide sitemap creation tools. This is if you're not sure what I'm talking about, it's a good idea to talk to your webmaster guy about it. Let me see if I can hold on. Sitemap index.xml.
Because if you can tell us some software or something also, that'd be really helpful if there is.
I'm definitely trying to think of the right one. I know, let's say if you're, the way I do it is a little complicated. I can't give away all my secrets, but there are, sometimes if you have a store on your website, there's tools that will create a sitemap for you. If you have like a content manager, like let's say you have a blog or something like that, a lot of that has, you know, automatic sitemap creation tools. Or you can manually do it. Really, if you search Google for like XML sitemap or sitemaps, something like that, you will find a lot of information, a lot of free tools. You know what? I'll go find a link and off scene, off camera, and I'll include that link in the blog. It's a really cool sitemap creation tool. It's really easy to use.
So by the time people are watching this video, they can look down there and find the link to this this software that will help them create an XML sitemap, right?
Right. That is correct, yes.
Well, awesome. Is there anything else you need to say or we need to know about creating an XML sitemap for our websites?
No, I can honestly say that this is definitely a way more technical aspect of these keys. And if you've never heard of it, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're probably going to get someone else to do it for you. Or if you don't mind doing a little research, you can get it done yourself. It's not that difficult, but just try not to be too afraid.
Is this also something you have to update regularly?
Yes it is. Because there's in your sitemap along, it's basically a little piece of code that has each link, every single link to every page on your website. And there's a, if you're smart, you put in a little piece of code that says when that page was last modified or updated, or, you know, the content was refreshed on it. That's important to search engines because, hey, if you have a page that hasn't been touched for, you know, 5 years, it's probably not that relevant. If you have something that you updated last week, then hey, that's something that search engines want to pay attention to.
Boy, you're giving us a lot of secret SEO techniques and tips here, Taylor. I'm really impressed.
That's what I'm hearing. That's why Cal is pretty high ranked, if I do say so myself.
Oh, is he ever? He's got to be the number one. I mean, overall, think about it. The other thing that I'm thinking is people like me who aren't really technical, I don't even want to learn how to do this stuff. I just want to pay somebody to do it, you know?
Right.
I know that's not really a good frame of mind to have, but I have it. But, you know, I think that if you know a few keywords like XML sitemap that you can kind of throw into your conversation or into your emails when you talk to people as you're looking for someone, it's going to make it appear like you know what you're talking about. So they're going to be on their toes when they're working on your website, true or false?
Exactly. I mean, when I was writing these keys, unfortunately, I can't avoid getting too technical sometimes, but I try to make it give you the right keywords, like you said, for you to check on your webmasters. These are things that they should be doing. If you have a guy that's Mr. SEO, and he says, hey, I'm doing all this SEO stuff for you, when you say, well, show me my sitemap, show me my XML sitemap, how come this link doesn't go anywhere? Those things, are extremely important, again, and these are all things that you can just, when you're shopping around for an SEO guy, when you're talking to your webmaster, whatever it may be, that they should have answers for.
I guess my question is, what does it cost to get somebody to do really good SEO on your site? I mean, you can pay for search engine optimization. I hear about that all the time.
Right.
Yeah, so how do you go about doing that in the best way?
I mean, I guess the best thing would be to never go with someone that can guarantee you a certain spot. Never go with someone that says, you know, you're going to be guaranteed, you know, number one in 3 weeks. That's just not true. Nobody knows how to do that. If people knew how to do that, then Google would make it so that doesn't work anymore. So that's kind of the way it works.
I was just thinking, I get all these emails all the time that say, I can guarantee you, and did you know that you're not number one for stop smoking, and I can make sure you are. And I get one of those at least once a week. And so you answered another question I didn't even know I have, which is, are these the people that really know what they're doing?
They may know what they're doing, but they're just fishing to get your money. And, you know, they may help you out a little bit, but again, nobody can guarantee you a set spot. I mean, I can't do it for Cal. I can say, you know, I can pretty much say, you know, hey, we're going to be on the first page. I'm doing everything I can, but I cannot say, next week we're going to be number one. You know, that's just impossible.
Great. Okay. Well, kind of that key kind of led to questions I didn't even know I had and answers that you didn't know you were going to have to scramble for, huh?
Right. I know. Well, I know a lot of the SEO stuff is just kind of unknown territory for people that, people that have websites like yourself or other hypnotists that are, you know, they've heard a lot about it. You know, the field is, you know, exploding. People all around, you know, are doing SEO. But it's really not that hard. It's not that scary. It just takes a little time and a little smarts. And really, all the information you need is on the internet. I mean, Google alone provides pretty much, you know, 90% of the information you're going to need. It's all standardized across the whole internet, across building web pages. It's very, like I said, it's a standardized practice that people follow from now on.
Thanks. I really appreciate all this time and attention you're giving to this subject on hypnosis, etc. It's really interesting. And I'm looking at the seventh key, name your pictures correctly. We got about just under 2 minutes, but can you say something about that in 2 minutes?
I can. It's actually pretty simple. Basically, let's see. A lot of people will have their logo, let's say, you know, like for you, Family First Hypnosis. Let me see really quick. Really, your logo is a whole header image. So that whole image across the top is an image. If I right click on that, select properties, it says address, Family First Hypnosis /images /HDR01.jpg. Not very descriptive, not very informative. A better one would be, you know, Family First Hypnosis. Again, that's just a real simple tool. It may take a while because all your, you know, most sites' images are, you know, just right image, left image, small. That's the actual file name. Well, it's real smarter to to say hypnosis in Dallas or something like that. You know, but don't, again, try not to get spammy, but try to say, you know, like a picture of you, Celeste, would be, you know, Celeste Hackett, hypnotist, something like that. The important thing with SEO is relevance. You want to be relevant to your subject. Hypnosis, almost every image on your website, the image name should have hypnosis in it, or hypnotist, or something along those lines.
And so that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where you can put information behind the pictures that the search engines can find.
Exactly. You know, search engines can't read images, but they can read file names. So the file name of your image, when it's, you know, hypnosis, you know, stop smoking hypnosis or something like that, well, it sees that and it's like, okay, well, that was called stop smoking hypnosis, not, you know, banner 1_345, something like that. It's more relevant.
Well, I wonder how many of us are going to take this information and run with it. I hope you will. Taylor, thank you so much for today. We got all the way down to key number seven on the keys to great SEO. We're getting free information that's priceless. It's for hypnotists. It's for you. So watch it. You know, use this information. It'll help you get ranked highly on the search engines. And if you know another hypnotist that needs some help, hey, tell them about Hypnosis Etc. I'm Celeste Hackett for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. Say bye, Taylor.
Bye, guys.
And when we come back next time, which will be next week, we got the rest of the keys. Yeah, there's more. There's some more stuff you can do, more stuff you want to check to make sure your webmaster's doing. Okay, I'm Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas. Thanks for stopping by.
Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.